Good evening. My name is Eddie So, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
You just said, you just read in this email. This is not an email. This is a text or a conversation. You said in this email.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely
very
to
definitely.
Vote.
Very definitely.
Okay. What is your age?
70.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn?
No.
Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. Economic issues like taxes and government spending.
Yes. Yes. Border.
You will now. Okay.
The border.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump.
Great.
David Jordan.
No.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat
no,
unfavorable?
No, I just can't even place him. Sorry.
Okay.
David Jordan. No, sorry.
Nan Cobb.
Can't place him.
Keith Farner.
Can't place him.
Mark Jordan.
Can't place them.
Ron DeSantis.
Great.
Okay. Eddie Owens.
Can't place them.
Kerry Baker.
Can't place them.
Mike Levine.
Can't place them.
Anthony Sabatini.
Great.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Levine, Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb, Keith Farner.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Don't know those.
Okay.
Read me another one.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Are you leaning towards Mike Levine, Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb, Keith Farner?
No. Skip that thing. Ask another question.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Very much worse.
Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have
bipartisanship. You need to learn how to pronounce it. Bipartisanship.
Okay.
What else?
Thank you very much. Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
Do that one.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along he has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
That last one.
Okay. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Terry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured and by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid a fee, the two of them would have faced off in the primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame.
It's a very slanted thing. Whoever wrote your copy, they should be slapped. I would take the one that says the one about the Republicans didn't sanction him and find him.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
What am I supposed to say? It would help, yeah.
You're much more likely to vote for them or someone
more likely. Yeah.
Would you say somewhat or much more likely?
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Very, very unlikely.
Okay. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
More likely.
A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
Less likely.
A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Less likely.
A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Less likely.
A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Less likely.
a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriffs Pam Grinnell and Gary Borders.
More likely.
Would you say somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more.
A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants.
Less likely.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Less likely.
A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Less likely.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Less likely.
A candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Less likely.
A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
More likely.
Okay.
Who hired you? What is the name of the organization?
Oh, it is Vision Dial.
Vision Dial? What is that?
This is just the name of the company.
So how many of these calls, how many calls do you have to make like this?
It's a couple.
No, it sounds like you have to sit and make 40 or 50 calls a day.
No, we'll make more than that.
More than that. So how much do you get paid to make these calls?
I'm not allowed to discuss that, ma'am.
You're not getting paid enough. This is a real bullshit survey. Whoever wrote it is very, very, very biased. Write that down in your comments.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than
PhD.
High school?
PhD.
Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-choice.
Would you say somewhat or strong?
I mean, wait, back up. No, pro-life.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, I hope you make a lot of money.
Thank you.